You should move out of home and have your first house bought by the age of 29. That's according to a survey by Royal London. But is that practical in Limerick in 2018? Well, Mike Knightson of KM Financial, and indeed formerly of this radio station, an award-winning broadcaster, no less, is on the line. Good morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Joe. How are you today?
I'm good. This sounds wonderful, but is it possible for young people listening, or indeed their parents this morning, going, great, it'd be fantastic to have Johnny or Mary out of the house by 24 and in their own first home by 29, but...
Yeah, I read it and put a lot of detail and thought into that, Joe, and everything's possible. And of course, you've got to remember with all these surveys, and the Royal London survey is a brilliant survey of 1,000 people. It's people's perception rather than, you know, I mean, it's my mother saying you should be gone at 19, and I was, and possibly your mother said something similar. Possibility, like the rental situation is the biggest problem, I think, there. I had a look today. I was on daft.ie and I had a quick look. There's 36 properties for rent in County Limerick, and there's 41 properties for rent in Limerick City currently. So that causes the first issue. But it's definitely something I think people do like to move out. They want to get away from home. The lack of property is one thing, and the cost of rent is another.
What about house prices then? Because as we know, they're on an upward curve in Limerick.
They are, but then when you start to look at the numbers, and again, what we do is we analyse this for people. If you look at the average house price in Limerick City of 189,000, then 90% mortgage on that is 178. No, it's not. It's 180. And a mortgage would be 654 on a two-year they're all fixed at the best rate, as opposed to a rent of 920. So it's probably, if there was some way of getting a deposit together, or if there was some help with the deposits in certain situations, I think, yeah, very much buying is a lot more, it's a lot more affordable than renting currently, except for the bit at the start.
The
bit at the start, which is getting the deposit together, proving that you have a good credit history, actually getting a job that gives you 40 hours a week or 39 hours a week of a solid income. You know, I mean, like, things have changed quite a lot. I mean, wages took an awful hit over 10 years. Job mindsets have changed. Like, you have zero-hour contracts. Now you have people working part-time. There's two or three jobs. Like, the criteria for getting a loan is quite... and it has to be because of
Line has just gone a little bit muggy there, Mike. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Joe. The criteria for getting a loan has got very strict due to the excesses of the past. But if there was some form of scheme there that worked for younger people and even older people who got caught in the last 10 years, I suppose, depending on your version of younger or older, yeah. I think that it's... And even if you don't take the ladder as a living, breathing thing, I think my mother has the right view. You bought the house you lived in for the rest of your life. I think the ladder is a great sales pitch. But even if you could find the house you wanted to live in forever, getting that start is very difficult.
Right. The other thing, of course, is we don't have as many houses as we need for people of all ages in Limerick who are looking to buy.
And that's another problem. And again, that's something we all talk about over coffee, over pints, here with everyone, but it's something that has to be tackled on a national level. It's not something that we can cure. Even planning, I see, and even for commercial planning, look how long it took to get the rugby museum planning through the system for something like totally diverse, but makes a lot of sense. The planning system is quite complicated.
Yeah. The other thing is, a lot of people don't finish college until their mid-20s. As you say, they might look at travelling for a while. They may not even be in the mindset of having a job until 25 or 26. And we're expecting them to think about a mortgage and their first home by 29, when probably they're still out carousing.
I think, again, when you look at the 41% that say that possibly could be people from my age and up who may have skipped the college or done something different and look back and say, well, I was gone at 19 and sure, I had a house bought. Yeah, but it was very different back then because the population was much lower. You were inclined to emigrate, but probably only to London and come back with a bit of money in your pocket. Whereas things are different now. Like, the education education average age of finishing, I think, is 22 years of age. So, yeah, you still need to do things. And I suppose there's a lot more expectations on the youth to travel and to have fun and to go to Australia and spend whatever in Bali. I think, again, the survey, if you break it down by the age groups, the 41% who want you to have bought a house between 25 and 29 bought it when they were 25 to 29. That would be my view.
Yes, yes. But as you said, the world has changed in the meantime.
The world has changed. I mean, it's a great survey. There's a lot of surveys that we do get from Ireland, and they seem to be taking it from a very left of centre approach, as in to try and find out what's driving the mindset of people rather than just the salesy approach, which I like, because for what I do, my age group is easy to talk to. People 10 years younger than me are easier to talk to. But when you're talking to people who might be 20 years younger than you and 25 years working in a tech company, they have to learn a new language every day, you know?
So, in what way, Mike?
Look, it's just, I suppose, even using a phone. Like my children watch the telly on the phone. They do everything on the phone. The Xbox is how they communicate with their friends. They don't go out to the park. Well, they do, but they don't go out as much as they would have when we were kids. We were just booted out the door. Go out and play.
Yeah.
You know, whereas now you don't have to go out and play. Everything is faster and everything is moving in a very different way. So we, to keep abreast of that and, you know yourself, to figure out what your children are doing is quite hard.
So are you saying then that younger clients that you deal with are in a different place and speaking a different language? And does that tailors your advice to them?
Very much so. We're in the process of doing a course. We're newly put it together for a school in Charleville. It's a secondary school, a transition year finance course. And just from the focus groups I've had with them, I've had to rewrite this not in a language I don't understand, but it's very much, and it's not even dumbing it down, it's approached from a different way. They think very different than I do. So it is, yeah, when you're talking to clients in their 20s as well, they're drivers. And again, maybe it's part of the cycle, you're out, you have fun, you get mature, you have kids, you buy a house, or whatever way you do it. But I think, yeah, it's keeping abreast of people that are 15 or 20 years younger.
Right, but so what, people in their mid-20s that you're talking to, they're not interested in buying a house at that point? They're not interested in talking about a pension?
Well, they're definitely not interested in talking about a pension. I think if you think about it and put yourself in that position, at 25, you were thinking about possibly changing the car 2 weeks in Torremolinos and maybe saving for a deposit. You were never going to be 65. I know when I was in the parish working with you, and I was working in life and pensions full-time and radio part-time, if I wasn't in the pension sphere, I probably wouldn't have been focused on it. But that changes as you get that little bit older. So yeah. And a lot of it is educational. In Northern Ireland, they've implemented a wonderful program of education, and they're teaching personal finance to kids in their, under 12. Royal London have a program in the UK where they do exactly the same thing. And then in secondary school, it's important they're taught personal finance. So it's not that they're northern and they're tighter on money. They're actually better trained at money at a younger age. You know, so sorry for that perception for any northern person listening. But, you know, I think we don't train our kids properly to deal with things like debt.
Yeah. The other thing, I suppose, because you made the point earlier, the idea in an ideal world might be to find the house at 29 that you're happy to live in for the rest of your life. But the flip side of that, of course, is that some of the housing stock that we have in Limerick is quite diverse. You know, the likes of apartments and duplexes and all of that. Do people consider that when they're thinking of a mortgage?
I don't know. I mean, I would say when a lot of people are thinking of a mortgage at a very young age, say between up to about the age of 30, what we find is what they're thinking of is they're sick of paying rent. They know that they can get a mortgage rate at a lot lower. And a lot of the reason they go home is to actually get that deposit together rather than paying that 950 or that 1,000 euros of rent. They prefer to pay 700 and actually own it. And obviously, there are other costs in owning a house that might spring to mind when you're buying one, but Irish people have a grow and a mindset for owning their own property. You talk to a German person, they never want to own their own property, but the rules in Germany are different. If you own your property and you lose your job, the government won't pay your mortgage. But if you rent a property and you lose your job, there is assistance with keeping you in your property. So German people don't have a mindset to buy because it's fiscally penal if it goes wrong. You know, so.
And if you were to hazard an educated guess, considering what you do for a living, as to the percentage of people in Limerick in their late 20s who will actually own their own home by 29, what would you say?
I'd say 7%, maybe 8%. I'd say it's not, like, stripping out the people that may inherit it or come from a wealthier background where there might have been some situation designed to leave them as part of estate planning or something, I think 7 to 10%, because it's Limerick is booming, it is recovering, there's a lot of good quality jobs coming in, the money has picked up, but we're lagging a bit behind Dublin. I'm in Dublin today, and when I drove up last night, you are looking at money that you've never seen, like, consistently. We're a good bit behind that, but we're catching up at high speed. So I think realistically, if the property prices stay like that, you'll see a good few more coming in. But it depends. It's but no more than 10%, I'd say, at that age.
All right. Great to talk to you. Mike Knightson of KM Financial, your reaction to that survey. So you hear Mike saying 90% plus of people in Limerick, in his view, will not own a home by the time they're 29. Call, text or tweet us with your thoughts. Coming up next, big news for the University of Limerick.